Evening, everyone. We are up to Siman Ayin Reish Beis Sif Tes. Today, our topic we are going to discuss is Din of Chamar Medina Legabe Kiddush. We are going to get a lot more into Chamar Medina, what exactly all the Gedarim are Chamar Medina. More when we get to Avdala, maybe we'll understand why we're going to do that more as we go on in this shiur. Chamar Medina, just to loosely try and translate for us, even though the Mishnah Berurah over here tells us in Sif Katan Kavdal, he says the dafka b'makom davi chamer medina, the hainu she'ein yayin matzo b'chol ha'ir b'shana zu, the ikur shtiyasen hu mishechar u'shar mashkin. Okay, where the ikur shtiyah is of these other drinks, those types of drinks, those are chamer medina. Okay, now Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out it doesn't have to be their ikur shtiyah, like 51% of the time people drink this drink in order for it to be chamer medina. Rather, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal says lo ba'inim mashke shoshotim ato b'chol yom. Dimar Maskel v'ikar, el daish masher regin lishtod ma'at lifrakim. You drink it sometimes, but exactly, it does not say exactly what the gedder is. In Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, I'm sorry, he does, Moreno Rabbeinu does bring it down later on, three lines down, he says, Yesh Omrim, shebe'inim mashke choshuv, shelo shotin oto rak l'ruvaya. You don't just drink it in order to quench your thirst. You drink it as a chashuv beverage. You have a chashuv guest over. You want to give it to him. El kavod kimashkot charif mechadovma, like schnapps and other whiskeys and stuff like that. Those things are going to be considered chamer dina. That's a loose translation, and we'll go through all the different things that might be chamer dina, might not be chamer dina later on in Hilchos Avdala. The ikar is that it's not just a drink that you drink with tzma'on. It is something that you would drink also out of kavod purpose for sure. Beer, whiskey, and things like that would fall under those categories. That's really what we're going to discuss today. Let's say you want to make kiddush, or you don't have wine available. Should you make kiddush on whiskey, or schnapps, or beer, or something else? What's going to be the preferable thing to go ahead and make kiddush on? So here we go. So there's a machlokes rishon, whether you could be yotzei kiddush with chamer medina or not. You need dafka wine, or you could be yotzei with chamer medina. Okay, the Rush brings down different shitas, and over here it brings down the Shulchan Aruch. The first two shitas in the Rishonim says the Mechaber like this: Sivtes, b'makom she'ein yayin matzu. So we're already starting a place where there's not a lot of wine that's available. He forgot the bottle of wine. That's the starting point of the Mechaber. Can you use chamer medina or not? Says the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim shemekadshin al sheichar u'shar machkim chutz min amayim. Some say, and this is the Shita of the Ravon, and other Rishonim, they can make Kaddish on beer, and other Mashkin, except for water. Water is definitely not Chomer Medina. V'yesh Omrim, she'ein Mekadshin. And those say, you are absolutely not allowed to make Kaddish on Shar Mashkin, cannot make Kaddish on Chomer Medina, even though in Hilchos Avdala you would be allowed to. Hilchos Kiddush, you're not allowed to use Chomer Medina. This is the Shita of the Rambam. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Okay, Tzivkat and Kafei, Ushar Mashkin, V'chol V'shem, and Ein B'chlal Zeh. He already tells you milk and oil are not, but Da'ayin and Chomer Medina. Dein Rekulun L'shtosu L'mashka. Okay, U'mashikot, U'chutz Min HaMayim, Rotsu L'omar Afim, Shtiyas Kol Makom, U'rak Mayim, Hafilach, Ein Tilei Kros L'chomer Medina, Ayidei Zeh. Fine, that is the dinner. So we have a Machlokas Rishonim L'maisa, whether you could go ahead and have Chomer Medina or not. If we stopped over here, we would say it's two Yesh Omrims in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch goes like the pastor, and that's why he's asking. But then he goes on, and he brings down the sheet of the Rush, who's like machria between the two sheetas. Me'ikr de dina, the Rush is going to paskin like the first daya that you are allowed to make Kiddush on Chomer Medina. However, says the Rush, let's see it inside, Ula HaRush, Belaila lo yikadish ala sheikhar ela ala pas. The Rush says, at nighttime, you are not to be mekadish on beer. Rather, you're only allowed to mekadish on pas. Uba boker yotr tov lekadish ala sheikhar shi yavarach alav shahakol kodem birkas emotzi shi mevarach ala pas chila ein kan shinui. Says the Rush, that even though Maker Din, you can be Mekadish and Chomer Medina at nighttime, since it's a machlokis in the Rishonim, whether you should on Chomer Medina or not. At nighttime, where you can Mekadish on pass, on bread, better to Mekadish on pass than on Chomer Medina. Okay? Because you have the pass, you have the whole din of Kiddush over here, Vechula Shemayim, then you have the whole Nusach of the Birkas of Kiddush Okay? So there, if it's nikra that this is kiddush. Shabbos morning, we can't mekadesh on the pass. Because what are you going to do? You're just going to say, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. There's nothing else to kiddush Shabbos morning that would be nikr that you'd be making kiddush if you did it on bread. Therefore, Shabbos morning, he says, if you don't have wine available, go ahead and make kiddush on the schnapps and the beer and the chamer medina. And therefore, oh, what's going to be the hecker? Like the Mechaber says, shivarecha lav shahakel. The shahakel that you're making before the suda, before the pass, that's the hecker that this is going to be kiddush. As the Mishnah Berurah himself points out over here, Sivkotum Lam and Aleph, Ubizu Abrach, Shu Mosif Kodam Asuda, Hu Hekir Shu Lechvodo Shabbos. The fact that you're doing a Shahakal before the Suda, that is, that's what makes it recognizable that it is done the Kavod Shabbos. Masha Ein Kein, Yivarech Ala Pas, Ein Kan Hekir Klal. Which is not the case if you make the bracha. On the bread, there will be no recognizable state over here that shows this is kiddush. Shari baboker, ain't no mim nosach kiddush. There's no nosach kiddush. Everything we say, as we said before, b'sham v'nei Yisrael, zachor yom, those are all psukim that we added on later on. They're not ikur to dinner. You don't really need to say them. Okay, they're different minhagim, but the ikur nosach of kiddush is just borei priya gofen. So over here, if you're going to say amotzi lechem, you're going to say amotzi anyways. Therefore, in terms of the psak at Friday night, shimi machmir for the Rishonim like the Rambam, don't use Chama Medina. Shabbos morning, we can be Mekel like the Rishonim that hold. You can't use Chama Medina because that's better. That's the only option we have. And therefore, Meker didn't, you're allowed to be Samachan. It says the Mechaber on this, V'divrei Tamim. This is Divrei Tam. Okay, it's good. It's a good svar. Okay, even though the Mishnah Berurah points out the Farish, that he's not actually paskening like this. Okay, as he's over here, look inside, Sivkot Mechav Zayin, Ula HaRosh. Gam HaRosh Svir Leka Yesh Omrim HaRisho. The Rosh also paskins like the first Yesh Omrim, the Mekel opinion. El Dikeman Shapas Balit Tzarech Suda Shabbos Choshiv Tvei Mishaych HaLekadosh Bo B'Laila. Since the pass is giving another svar why pass is better than Chomer Medina at nighttime, since the pass is coming for the Suda, so the pass is more Choshiv than the Chomer Medina. Uledina yesh lizar lechatchila. Uledina wants to be zar lechatchila. Shul lekadosh b'layla shum mashke chutz min hayayin. O pasi min hayayin be'ir. Should only make kiddush or on wine, grape juice. If not that, then bread, nothing else. Uleklakame. Dahar be'gedol rishonim machbir in shady yotzei b'zei yidei kiddush. Because how many hold you're not yotzei kiddush with chomer givedina. Legam mechaber lo yechri v'zeh lelocha. And since the mechaber is not machri, it says divrei tamei. But he's not machri lelocha. Then, therefore, one should not use it at all Friday night. Okay? The Ramah, though, does say, V'chein ha-minik pashat k'divei ha-rush. The minik pashat is like the rush. He does not disagree on the matter. That's what the Mechaber seems to say also. Friday night pass, Shabbos morning, you can go ahead and use Chomer Medina. Okay? Fine. Now. If, so Friday night we're not going to use, we're putting it away. Let's just discuss Friday night. If you're going to make Kaddish al Pass, what exactly do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to wash until it's Yadayim. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah Pass, you come Kavches, and Maniach, Yadu Allah, and Gemara Kiddish. You put your hands in it until the end of the Kiddish. Kemosh Shakata, Basim, and Tafpe Gimel. Okay? The Morena Rabbein Rav Nevinso. Dibor Amaschel over here. Dibor Maniach, he says, Lara, Lachor Adiv, Shiochas, Shtei Kiros, Kikaros, Mishtei Adiv, you should hold both Kikaros in both hands, and hold it all the way from the beginning of Kiddush until the end, until you're gonna say, Vayechulu, you'll say Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and you'll say the Nosach of Kiddush, afterwards, Ruach HaTashe Mekadosh Shabbos, and then you'll eat from the bread. That's Friday night. Let's get to the Lomaisa, Shabbos morning, your Kiddush in Shul, or Kiddush your house. We all know people like to take whiskey for the Shabbos morning Kiddush to make Kiddushah. Is this a good minig or not a good minig? It seems like we have passed like the rush. You can make a kiddush on schnapps. And that seems to be okay to do. It sounds like lechatchilo yayin, but you can hear if someone likes, like you said before, if you like bread more than wine, you can make kiddush on bread. If you like schnapps better than wine, lechori, you're allowed to go ahead and make kiddush on schnapps Shabbos morning. You have what to rely on, even though better be machmir for the Rambam, that holds you should not be yotzi kiddush. But nonetheless, you want to do that, that's fine. Says the Mishnah over here. Sivkotin koftes, tov lekadosh. Hayinu bezeh hu yotu tov mi'al pas. Shabbos morning is better, chomer medina from pas. Kibosha before shetam. Aval yayin b'makom shu matzli vada yivarech alav afilu b'yom. If you have a chance of doing wine, better to do it on wine. If you can, k'mukzim reish pen teitasi beis. Umikol makom b'mini nasenu shay yayin b'yoker in the place of Chafetz Chaim. Many generations, wine was very expensive. Beer was not. Whiskey was not. V'rosh tiyas v'dinu v'shar mashkin. Lo nagu afilu agedolim lahadar achar yayin b'yom. Many people, even gedolim, don't use wine during the day. A kiddush shelo rak midrabon lekuli alma, since the kiddush is only midrabon. V'soch menatzman al divrei mekilim, as in therefore there's somech on the mekilim over here, like the Rush says, and therefore they make kiddush on the schnapps. But says the Mishnah Berurah, umishim mevarech gam bayom al yayin vaday osa mitzvah min mufchar. For sure, if you use wine during the day, for sure that would be mitzvah min hamufchar. So if you're asking the Mishnah Berurah, better to make kiddush on wine, that's the lechatchila. If you don't have wine available, or you really want to make, you have the right to go ahead and rely on the Rosh and the Ravan to go ahead and make kiddush Shabbos morning on the shayin mashkin and the whiskey. However, what are we going to do with the fact, and this is where you get the problem, that we've learned all along, Koshel Bracha, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph teaches us, Koshel Bracha requires a revis, and you have to drink a mololugmaf, a shot glass, nor has the revius, and does not even have a mololugmaf. So where in the world does this come in? People take a little shot glass, make their shakoni abivro, down the whiskey, and they think they're in Yotzi Kiddush. Is this good or not? So it seems to be that the olam is noheg like a shita of the Taz, not over here in Hilchos Shabbos. The Taz did not say anything over here in Hilchos Shabbos. He says it in Hilchos Brachos. Legabi the shear of bracha achrona, over there the Taz says that since the derech of drinking whiskey is to have a shot, is not to drink a revius, therefore you could be yotzei, and therefore you would make a bracha achrona even on the mountain that normally drinks a shot of whiskey. That's what the Taz says over there. And therefore, people borrow the svar and they say, he says in Hilchos Brachos, we can rely on it here over here in Hilchos Shabbos also. And that's the chora what people rely on, to go ahead and rely on the Taz and Hilchos Brachos, and the mitzvah over here, and they go ahead and this. The Mishnah Berurah does not accept though this. Well, number one, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass in like the Taz and Hilchos Brachos. That's for Sferzik, so maybe it's only the Shitaso. But look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lai, Lam, Alashif. You're allowed to make kiddush on the whiskey because it's chamer medina. Ach, she is zayerli kos machzik revis. But you have to make sure that you take a cup that has a revis in it. It's 3 ounces. Velishtot mimenu melo lugmav, and you have to drink a melo lugmav of the whiskey shurov revis. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. He does go on and say b'diavad. Oh, b'shas lechak, you can't do that. Shein yachol lishtos kum alugmav. Vein lo yayin shar mashkin. So afilu shtias kol mesuv mitzdar fin lo alugmav. In that case, go with the mitziruf. Like we learned in Simin Reishai and Aleph, they can mitzdar if everyone drinking. So one could have a chatzim alugmav, another could have a chatzim alugmav. B'diyevit, he can rely on that. But lechatzchila, no more, you shouldn't even rely on that. And for sure, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, you're not yotzei with that shot glass. And therefore, Sorich in Gadol on what the Olam is noheg to go ahead. They're going against the Mishnah Berurah if they make kiddush on the shot glass of schnapps. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. You have to have a revius in the cup and drinkable a lugbav in order to be yotze. Okay? If someone's father is somech on the Taz and Hilchos Brachos Lachora, they have what to rely on. Many Hasidim are noheg like this also. There's what to rely on, but just, you know, it's not like the Mishnah Berurah. Better, if your father does not know, make your own kiddush. But if your father's going to know, don't do it in front of your father and just rely on the shitas that go ahead and are make. Okay? So that is the din over here of kiddush. Yayin tzarf. Let's finish off the simin now. As says the Mishnah in the Ramah, v'im yayin ba'ir lo yikadosh alo pas. If you have wine to say, don't break kiddush on pas. Umi she'en ashota yayin mishum nether. Someone took a nether that he's not going to drink wine. Yochol lekadish alav yishto acherim musumimo. He can make kiddush, and someone else can drink the cup of wine. Lachora, that's against the Gaonim back in Simon Reishai and Aleph. The Gaonim said the person who's made kiddush, he has to drink the revius, but the Ramah, as we saw before, we don't really pass like the Gaonim. Therefore, you could have one person can make kiddush and someone else could go drink if he made a nether. If there's no other people and he made a nether, so he can't do that trick, so he should make kiddush on past then. Oh, yishma kiddush me'acherim, or hear kiddush and be yotzei through someone else. That's what the Ramah says. And finishing off the last seif of Simon Ayin Reish Beis, says the Mechaber, Birkas Yain Shel Kiddush Poteres Yain Shebedoch HaSuda. The bracha of Yain at Kiddush, it's poter Yain. If you want to have more wine during the Suda, it's going to be tough, it's going to be poter that wine. You don't have to make a new Baroi Priya Guff. If it's a better bottle of wine, without getting all the details, it could be you have to make a Tov Yam 80 for the second bottle of wine. Okay? We're not going to get into that right now. That's Hilchos and Chilik Beis Shaila. But over here, you would generally, if you can have more wine, more grapes in the Suda, you do not have to make a new bracha. Morin of Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal just points out over here, Dimur Asa Boteres. Ain a bracha Boteres al Mishu Ragel Ishtos Yayin Besuda. This only applies by someone who sometimes is used to having wine during the meal. Oshaya Bedaito Lishtos, or his Das, was to drink wine during the Suda. Either one of those would be fine. If he didn't have Das, he doesn't normally do it, it could be then he would have to make a new bracha rishona on the yai. And then the Mechaber finishes off. Ve'enu toim bracha achar, you don't have to make a bracha achrona on the wine of Kiddush. The birkas amazon potarto. Because the birkas amazon is going to patter bein shu ala kos, bein she'enu ala kos, whether you're benching on a kos or you're not going to bench a kos. Either way, benching will cover the Kiddush they're going to make. If you look in the Bir Halacha, I believe it's in Siman Kufayin Dalid, the Bir Halacha says it's not so pashut. Not everyone agrees that you would not have to make a bracha achrona on the wine of Kiddush. And therefore, Lemaisa, the Bir Halacha says, many don't know this. He says it's preferable if you're going to be making Kiddush and then washing, meaning if you're going to make Kiddush at like a Shabbos Kiddush where you don't, Shul Kiddush where you're not going to wash. It's no nafkamini, because anyway, you're going to say an alamichya and he'll say an alagefim. But if you're going to wash afterwards, somewhat of a suffix, if you make a bracha achrona, the Bir Halacha says, l'mais, the best thing to do is only drink a malolugmav, and not a revius, not to get into the suffix. Many people don't know that. Friday night kiddush, better to meet, drink a malolugmav, you're for sure yotzei the kiddush, and you're not machnis yourself into a suffix bracha achrona. If you drink a revius, you drink a revius, you rely on the shulchan aruch tzak over here, that we're not going to make a bracha achrona, l'maisa. So that is Icon of Simon Ayin, Reish, Beis, Kol Tuv, everyone.